And there was a push. I did appreciate it. They came up. I'm not going to give any specifics on the matter. Yeah, there was still a bit of a gap. And so it's going to hit hard when I go back to Buffalo and play in front of those fans again. I know that. It was kind of sad seeing some of my teammates at the Byron wedding. But yeah, really excited now. Washington stepped up and made a big offer. And I mean, I couldn't refuse it. And just like the way we had our meetings and what they were saying was just, it was a dream come true, and I'm just so excited about the opportunity.
Sorry, I love this song, and I sort of want the lyrics to kick back in, but I will move along. That's Alex Tuck. It's edited so that the lyrics don't kick back in. See, we're so smart. We're a professional operation here.
Truly.
That's Alex Tuck talking on a podcast that has made the rounds in the last 24 to 48 hours or so. At least that's the time frame within which I've seen clips of it. And talking about the experience of being wooed and courted by the Washington Capitals.
That's how I feel every time I come on this show. Wooed and courted.
I'm a thoughtful texter.
Yes. Yes.
Not really.
A lot of kissy face emojis. It's weird sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah, it's borderline inappropriate.
Yes,
it really is what it is.
Speaking of HR.
Talking about calling HR. Yeah, right. We had a somewhat incredible development in the World Cup match that's going on between Morocco and France, in that Kylian Mbappe had a penalty kick and it was saved. And that that's not supposed to happen. I don't think I stayed. You got up and left the room. It was happening.
It's going to be 1-0.
He's going to score. I don't need to sit here. I was going to do the same thing, but I had a live spot. So I'm doing it, but I'm looking up while I'm doing I'm reading. I'm like, I should know this by heart, but I still need the script. And yeah, the guy, dude, made a save. I heard, this is easily checkable, and I apologize if I get one of the numbers wrong here. But on my way in, we've been airing at the top of, well, at least at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. I don't know how frequent they are. I don't even know if they're airing during this show because I'm not in the room a lot when we're not talking. But these Westwood One World Soccer updates or something, I don't know, licensing, maybe they call them something, or maybe they are actually called, I don't know. Anyway, so 2018, they won the World Cup, France. Mbappe, I think, maybe had a hat trick in the final. 2022, they lost in the final on penalties to Messi in Argentina. And here they are this year into the round of eight. Today, scoreless in the 37th minute of this game, again, with Morocco. Their record is, I think I heard this right, 16-1-2. Is the record. They've had two draws.
Pretty dominant.
The two are draws. And the one loss is the loss in the final 4 years ago on penalties to Argentina. I hope that that's actually what I thought that's what I heard. And like, that's ridiculous is what that is. Like, that is, that kind of blew my mind. I mean, I know they've been great, and I know they won it when Mbappe first arrived on the scene, and I know they were in the final. I know all these, but just hearing it in one fell swoop, that is some jobber there. I don't know. We just played Alex Tuck. Do you have anything to say about Alex Tuck, or do I need to just keep moving? We can just keep moving. It's fine. The size says it all. Houston, that's where we left off with Mike Tenier, the Houston Texans. FTN Football Almanac, formerly the Football Outsiders Almanac. We have for years been fans of Aaron Schatz.
Yes.
And had him on weekly quite a few years back. Anyway, fan of the work. Houston as the highest projected team. I totally get it on defense. I mean, we saw it firsthand last year when they just took the Bills absolutely apart in a game down there. And funny enough, there's opening day is in Houston, 1 o'clock game in Houston for the Bills. The quarterback play was so bad in the playoffs that the C.J. Stroud of his rookie year just really feels to me like a very distant memory. And I might be overreacting to some bad games in bad conditions.
No, he stunk.
He stunk, right?
He stunk all year.
Is he going to not stink again?
In fact, Davis Mills came in that Bills game, and their offense looked better than it had in that season leading up to that game. Mm. So it's funny. I think the NFL tends to overreact, generally speaking, year in and year out on like the recipe, right, to win a Super Bowl. Everyone's like, well, the Philadelphia Eagles won because they just and so now everyone's like, well, we need pass rushers. Now the pass rushers get overpaid. I think that most teams know they're not going to be able to replicate what the Texans have done defensively, which is they have two of the top five paid defensive ends in the league. They have a quarterback with a rookie contract right now. They're still, I mean, they leave so much to be desired on offense, both from an offensive line perspective. Now they got, I know, David Montgomery this offseason. Am I supposed to be fearing them more because of David Montgomery?
I don't think so.
You can't beat yourself. And I think that's what every team, even the Patriots at a certain point during that AFC championship game, were doing, which is beating themselves. They were so bad on offense, the Texans, that it didn't matter how much the Patriots beat themselves because they just could not score. So I think that the Bills do have their ear to the ground a little bit and saying, like, we need to be better defensively. That's what the best teams in the AFC are doing right now. They're playing really good defense. But I don't know that right now, like, I know everyone's still hot over Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville got worse this offseason. I don't think they got better. I mean, they lost their best running back, and maybe they'll just, you know, they won't miss a beat. I know I like ETN, a lot of people. I mean, he got paid in New Orleans. I don't know. A lot of people were very concerned about the draft that they had, that, you know, they were going way off the board on some of their selections. The Ravens point that Mike made, I think an under-talked about point is how much they lost this offseason. I don't know, man. Like, I look at the AFC and I say, yeah, Houston, like, they've got the defense. But defense, to me, which is why the top three teams we've always talked about, and maybe add in the fourth, but because their defense has been so bad, Cincinnati, they have not been able to overcome it. But the top three quarterbacks have been who they are, which has been the top three teams each and every year, because there is less volatility in having an elite quarterback than having an elite defense without an elite quarterback. And I don't know. What happens if, you know, Will Anderson steps wrong and, you know, there goes an ACL? And is that defense as dominant without one of those two?
Right. Or
unbelievable.
Or they have all their guys, but the quarterback is just not, he's just meh. Like, right. I don't know. I mean, it's a little, maybe Denver's like similar, right? I mean, Nix was better than Stroud last
year.
There's
much.
No, no,
I would
question.
Say much better, yeah.
But like, I, you know, is he an elevator? Is he, it, but if he doesn't have to, then maybe it can work. I don't know, man. I don't trust Stroud is really the bottom line. So I have a bet with Mike for the season that the Bengals are going to win more games than the Houston Texans. Because like we alluded to earlier, I think that the Bengal defense is, it's so easy to just say their defense is terrible, their defense is terrible. They traded for Dexter Lawrence, their defense is terrible, their defense is, okay. You know, at some point you can stop. Maybe with terrible, is it a question mark? Do we know it's good? No, but I'm more bullish on them than I am the Bengals. I just don't. Stroud to me, I don't think he's got it. Is where I'm at. Like,
I don't think he does either.
So I think that is eventually going to be a problem for them at some point or another. Right? But you know, how much do you need from him if that defense is as good as it was last year?
But I think the playoffs showed it is eventually you need to score points in the NFL. And you, for them, they don't have to score 30 to win games, but they probably have to score 10.
Or 18, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to score some points.
They might be – here's how's this? If they have like they have the regular season and they get the one seed, and they to me will be a super easy team to pick against in the divisional round when they host their first playoff game. I'll just be laying in the weeds over here going, okay, here we go. Elevated competition. Of course, it depends on who they're playing. And if you're the one seed, you're obviously going to be playing, you know, you'd expect someone not great. But who knows? It'll be the divisional. It'll be somebody that won a wild card game. At least there will be that. So yeah, I'm having a hard time with the Houston love, I guess. It reminds me of after Stroud's rookie year was just assume they're going to be great, and then that, you know, it took them until last year to sort of get back on track, and again, it was all defense.
He looked so far and away better than Bryce Young. Like wow, what a tremendous mistake right. Carolina made. And now I want to say Bryce is probably past him. Not by a dramatic
right.
fashion, but
it's not the blowout it was in Stroud's favor.
And now Bryce Young's got some weapons around him.
Yep. 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get in on the conversation. We would love to have you. Nate is in for Mike. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.